Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clay Kirby. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Clay Kirby. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hector Cruz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vic Harris. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Forsch. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Forsch. And now, play ball. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is hit by the pitch. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. White steals second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards third. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Kirby covering, for the out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz juggles the ball. That's an error on Cruz. Mackinnon moves to second. Clay Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby bunts towards the mound. Forsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Mackinnon moves to third. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mackinnon scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. White hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kessinger tags and scores. Two outs. It's Expos, 1, Cardinals, 1. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith, who is chasing the ball. Dwyer reaches third base with a triple. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackanin hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clay Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby is 0-for-0 in the game. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Biotner. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hernandez moves to third. Two outs. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Forsh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. White steals second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Steve Renko now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Carter and he is out, Foley applying the tag. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. McBride moves to second. It's 3-2, Expos. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McBride moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-2 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Crawford pinch hits for Bob Forsch. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Expos will come to bat. Al Raboski now pitching. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. White hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger bunts towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Mackinnon covering, for the out. Brock moves to second. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. McBride hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brock scores. It's Expos, 3, Cardinals, 3. Fred Sherman now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McBride moves to third. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to home to get McBride. Simmons moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 3 in the game. Cruz is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Anderson pinch hits for Al Raboski. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Expos will come to bat. Eric Rasmussen now pitching. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rasmussen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 3 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Brock moves to second. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. McBride is hit by the pitch. Brock moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Dale Murray now pitching. Pepe Frias now playing center field. Ellis Valentine now playing left field. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brock tags and scores. One out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.